Hello there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, Tony is very depressed. Something had to deliver some bad news to him. Tony, man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're sitting down for this.
All right.
That's just bad news, man. I feel like I need to hug you.
Oh, no. What happened,
this is
bro?
Terrible.
I'm sitting down. What is it?
There is a lady named Shania Shaik, and she is she's a model for Victoria's Secret.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She said in an interview yesterday that there's not going to be a Victoria's Secret fashion show this year.
What?
Tony, I'm sorry.
How did they cancel the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
Buddy, I don't know. Just know that I'm here for you.
What?
I'm not going to put on angel wings or nothing, but...
Well, no, I don't want you to.
But I just want you to know that if you need a shoulder to cry on or something.
Well, I know that they're not short on, you know, women or anything.
No, there's not been a shortage announced. There's not been a shortage announced of anything.
There's not a shortage of lace and feathers and frilly things.
No. So, buddy.
Is there going to be a Super Bowl this year? Or do you think they're going to play baseball? Is there going to be a World Series?
I don't know, man.
What about that soccer thing? Is that going down again?
I think so. Are you okay?
Are we going to set off fireworks next 4th of July? What else are they going to cancel?
The world is upside down now, Tony. I'm sorry.
Well, we're communist.
Yeah. The Dr. Pimple Popper fashion show should be good, though.
Oh,
no, that's not really happening. Oh. Just when you forget, Tony is a survivalist. He brings up some great subjects. Well, shame on me. I forgot this, and it's my bad. I forgot Tony is a survivalist.
Yeah.
He's one of those people you'd watch on the Learning Channel. That as long as he's got electricity, water, and Dollar General, he can survive.
That's all
he needs.
I love the outdoors and camping and whatnot.
He was reading one of his survival periodicals.
It's called Homesteading Survivalism. And they have shared an interesting article about this new bicycle.
Yeah.
And it's hooked up to batteries.
Okay.
And 60 minutes on this bicycle can provide enough power for your home for 24 hours. That's mind-boggling.
Well, not really.
How in the world did they do that?
The professor had Gilligan doing that stuff back in the day.
Stop it, Jason.
How do you think they got off the island? He powered that radio riding a bike.
They weren't survivalists,
really. They were the original survivalists. They went on a three-hour tour, got landed on an island.
I hate you.
Did some thinking while I was on the bush hog yesterday, Tony.
I think a lot on the can.
Yesterday, I finally got to get some bush hogging in.
You've been needing to do that.
I love bush hogging, man.
It's therapy for you.
Yeah. You just all by yourself. It's loud. It's hot. There's bugs.
Slow speed. Just putting along.
You're all by yourself out there. And it's great. You get some time to reflect and think.
I can see that.
So here are some things I thought about. First one was actually thinking about you, Tony.
Think about me.
It reminded me of a time that we were out somewhere and this random person shows up and you knew right where they lived because they told you one time. And I thought, man.
I know what you're talking about.
So while bush hogging and thinking, I thought, you know what? Having a good memory can sometimes make you look really creepy. So I was thinking about you on that one. Also thought whoever created the clear search history option was a total bro.
Yes, he was.
I mean.
And it had to be me.
Dude, you know what would be cool? It's if I could erase all this all at once.
Wipe it out, man.
If our thoughts, Tony, are literally little discharges of electricity, which is what they say.
That's what they say.
Every bit of information we hear is at least a tiny bit shocking.
Wow. That's profound.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was about halfway through when I thought of that one.
We can think energy.
And then as I got to the end, I'm getting hot. And I'm thinking about my haircut because I think maybe I need a shorter haircut. I thought, maybe I'll grow a mullet. And then this thought came to me.
All right. What is it?
The greatest irony is that the mullet was likely created to prevent necks from getting red.
Oh.
Not for red necks.
No mullet wearer ever thought of that. Wow.
Anyway, there you go. Shark Week is going wild, and all the other networks are getting in on it.
Oh, boy.
You love learning about the ocean and its inhabitants, but you can't handle the blood and guts of Shark Week. Try the friendly alternative. The Hallmark Channel presents Seahorse Week. See the graceful, carefree seahorse dancing along the ocean floor. There's a small crustacean. I think he'll have a bite. Look at the playful seahorse in a game of hide-and-seek behind that soft coral. Where'd he go? There he is! You won't see disgusting shark bite wounds or baby seal carcasses. Nope, just the glorious seahorse. It's Seahorse Week on the Hallmark Channel. Just between you and me, he's not a real horse. He just kind of looks like a horse in the sea. Seahorse Week, following the magical world of mollusks, only on Hallmark.
Brought you a brand new social media theater today.
Here it is.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Oh yeah, time for a little social media theater.
All right.
This is a pretty quick one. Tony, you play Dan.
Okay.
Dan was apparently married to Heather, so I'll play Heather here. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Heather, never lose heart, never lose hope, never lose faith, never give up. Dan, then why'd we get a divorce? Heather, because you got my sister pregnant, dumb.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Here's Tony's word of the day.
Get smarter now.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Behinds. A behinds is a name for the sound that a ketchup bottle makes whenever everybody thinks that it was you that led it. A behinds.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I had a dream we were flying on a butterfly through a waterfall of jelly beans. Then I turned into a werewolf and I chewed your face off.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
A 64-year-old wheat farmer in eastern Washington. His name is Larry Yockey. And Larry's been battling stage 4 melanoma, and he's in pretty rough shape.
Oh, poor dude.
I love this story because I love farmers.
Backbone of America.
Absolutely. This cancer, by the way, has spread into his bones. It's weakened him. He's ended up with a broken hip, cracked ribs. He has no way to harvest his crops this year.
Oh, no.
But never fear, because farmers are awesome.
What happened?
A bunch of people at neighboring farms found out about Larry and what he was going through, and they got to plant him. So this past Sunday, around 60 farmers showed up with combines and other equipment, and they harvested his entire 1,200-acre field in one day.
Wow.
They did about 3 weeks' worth of work in 6 hours.
What a crew.
These farmers did. And
friends and neighbors.
Larry couldn't believe it. Man, he's totally blown away because just the support blew him away, but then the stress. Because that's his livelihood. That's how he's going to pay for
the treatment.
For the treatments and all the stuff. So, I mean, imagine all that stress being gone. It's also given him an opportunity to focus on his treatments instead of being a farmer.
You know it.
And get to feeling better. He told reporters he can't even describe how thankful he is. That's amazing to me.
Larry there looking out the window and seeing all his community come together for him like that.
That's good neighbors
wow.
right there.
Yes,
man,
it is.
All of those other farmers coming to help out another one. Y'all are
real good.
That wraps it up. Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. We really do appreciate it. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.